people.
Tell me how you doing. What's up? Hey, how you doing?
I think one of my true callings in life is to inject joy into others, and I think the best way for me to do that is through creativity. And so art has always been, you know, my safe haven and one of the things I just feel most natural. I feel most like myself when I'm creating. Have you ever seen a zoo movie before?
No.
Well, this movie was made by animals, but no animals were hurt or harmed in the making of this motion picture.
Whether it's painting, drawing, or dreaming up his next project, Martellus Bennett is constantly creating. He recently created his first ever animated film called Zoovie.
Oh, dolphin breath.
Fish sticks, I'm late. Whoa!
Zoovie is a movie about a penguin and Cosmo who's in a rut. You know, he doesn't really fit in with the rest of the tiny tuxedos within his cubicle. So he's looking to find something, his true meaning in life, and he gets out of the penguin house, and he goes on a little adventure to discover himself, and he falls in love with movies, and he decides to start making movies, and he ends up being really cool to all the other penguins.
Oh, hey, Penny.
Hey, Michael.
I didn't know you would be working at Breakfast Line today.
What role did you have in this movie?
Which role did I not have? Wrote it, directed it, casted it. I did everything except the animation.
How'd you get into that sort of thing?
Well, as a child and as a kid growing up, I always wanted to tell stories, and I tried to do it through as many mediums as possible. I started off with just art, you know, penned a couple of children's books and, you know, apps and music. And I mean, naturally, I was just drawn to animation with, you know, Walt Disney and Pixar, and just growing up on Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
Hey, frenimals! Friends that are animals? Never mind. Sounded awesome in my head.
The Zoovie characters came to life on screen because of Martellus' determination to break into the animation world.
This was my first film I ever did, and, you know, I'm kind of self-taught. Well, I really am self-taught just from research and lots of reading and watching a lot of movies and figuring out stories and the best way to tell stories. And I enjoy storytelling. I enjoy animation. So this is pretty unique.
One of the unique elements of Zoovie is how Martellus incorporated his family into the film.
Wait, what? Did you eat this, you little munchie?
Jet actually has the voice in it. She's the baby, and my wife is the mom of the baby in it. So I always use them for voices. And anytime I talk, she's like, Dada? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And she's like, Mama? And she point to her. And I got a new cartoon series that I'm working on. It's pretty special. And Jet pretty much picked out every single character in it. How you doing?
Hey, Martellus, want a picture?
Okay.
How's it feel when you see kids excited to watch Zoovie?
Hello. Oh, it's pretty unique. It's fun. You know, I've shown it. Jet, my daughter, loves it. She watches it. Anytime my wife tried to get something done, she just put Zoovie on.
What's going on?
You gotta hurry, bro. We don't want to be late.
When the kids are watching it, it's exactly what I imagined it would be, the feeling that you get from the entertainment, from the laughter. You know, there's nothing like a child's laughter.